Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by the Star Market. Just for you, digital app, earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I have so many different things to choose from. Most of them have to do with throwing out numbers that we can easily destroy with sample size. So why don't we just start to do that? Leading the league in fouls drawn. This is an extraordinary number, something we haven't seen around here in a very long time. And while all the standard preamble, it's five games and all the above, there clearly has been a direction towards driving to the basket.
Yeah, and I think, again, I think Gordon getting healthy.
Yeah.
Kimba has gotten to the foul line his whole career, a lot like Isaiah did when he was here. I mean, it just feels like if you're shooting 10 or 12 free throws a game, then you got a good chance of having those quiet 30-plus point nights that he's had the last few nights. So I think that those two things, plus, you know, we've really emphasized with our bigs rolling to the rim and being rim threats. You know, we don't have the shooting ability that we used to have with Horford and now Aaron Korver Baynes out there in Phoenix. And so we've got to make sure that we get as much rim attack as possible.
You're all over that league pass.
I follow all the old guys closely, but I'm so it's so fun to see to look at the box score and see him go 4 for 6 or whatever it is every night.
It is. The free throw thing is funny because people say, how's James Harden shooting 20% and scoring 38 a game? Because he's getting to the free throw line like nobody has.
Yep.
And there's this one, which brings us a little towards the Cavs and big front lines, but it's about forcing turnovers and not committing turnovers. Leading the league now through 2 weeks in fewest turnovers. We have talked for years, every time we see one of Steve Clifford's teams, whether he was in Charlotte or Orlando, it didn't matter the personnel or which city he was coaching in, that team did not turn the ball over almost no matter what. What goes into reducing turnovers besides saying, hey, you know, don't turn the ball over?
Yeah, and I think it's been one of the strengths of our group for the last, you know, through all the groups. And I think sometimes, especially this year when we are small, you have to value and maximize your possessions because you're not going to get every rebound. So you've got to win the possession battle some other way, and that is, managing the glass as well as you can, but then not turning it over on the offensive end and forcing a few more on the defensive end. You know, that shot total that we had in that Toronto game really stood out to me.
Yeah.
You know, that was not something that I would have expected or anybody else would have expected in a game this year. I think we're going to have to manage possessions better, and we're ultimately going to have to shoot it better, especially from two-point range, than we are right now. And so, it is a huge emphasis. The way that we do it, you know, and I'm sure other people do it the same way, is we just talk about maximizing possessions. If I feel like it's getting to be a negative, we may play a game in practice in the preseason where, you know, it's a three-minute game or a five-minute game, but if you turn it over once, you lose, you know, or something like that. But it's just like it's got to matter. It's got to matter to the guys to take care of the basketball.
I listened to a discussion before the season, a lot of people talking about the notion of the four guys playing together on the national team, and it seemed to me so intangible in a lot of ways. There was a moment late in the game on Friday night where Kemba and Marcus had a little give-and-go towards the basket. And afterwards, I immediately, as soon as it happened, I referenced the national team, and we had Kemba on after the game, and I asked him that question immediately, and he wouldn't even let me finish it. He jumped on it like, yeah, because we had spent – is it simply all intangible? Do you see some of the fingerprints of that time they spent together?
I just think there's a good comfort level with those guys. Obviously, there was already a comfort level with Smart, Jalen, and Jason, but this comfort level with Kimba and vice versa is the biggest part of it. But I think that, you know, you see that with other guys too. This has been a pretty easy transition from the standpoint of assimilating a guy that we knew was going to be, you know, a leader on both ends of the court for us. And so I'm very excited with how he's playing, and I do think that he got a lot out of those relationships in USA Basketball.
Max and I just finished our Around the NBA segment, and we talked about this latest suspension with John Collins. It's coming off the DeAndre Ayton one. It made me wonder, when we had a long conversation about preparing for coaches' challenges, which is this abstract thing in the middle of the game, what systems go in place in an organization about all of the different things that are can get into your body, even accidentally? Yeah. It's got to be. There has to be a very careful regimen, and everybody has to be watching that very carefully.
Yeah, I mean, and that's something where, you know, each guy knows, and even reading John's statement, I mean, he's very aware of what's going in his body. You just have to be aware of everything that you're doing. And, you know, our trainers and our nutritionists kind of head that charge up and, you know, make sure that our guys are well-educated in that area. But ultimately, you know, it's a responsibility of anyone that gets tested to know exactly, you know, what they're putting in their body.
All right. Once we move to the Cavs, last week we talked about all the time between preseason and regular season and the practice days that teams may get here in these early light weeks. Watching the Cavs on Sunday, it seems like they're one of the teams that clearly took advantage of that time because they looked a lot different watching their last two games than forget the content of the games and how well they played or not. Yeah. Just they look like a different team.
Well, the Sunday game was a little bit of an anomaly because I thought they played pretty well, but Dallas shot the lights out.
Great.
Yeah, they just shot it. They just had one of those games where they made every shot. And Dallas is really good. But I think Cleveland has tweaked how they play specifically on the offensive end, and I think it really fits both Love and Thompson and all those fast guards. You know, I think and that's who they're tailoring the whole thing around, and it makes total sense to me. So, you know, as you come in here and you take over a new team, in John's case, and you have all the new pieces, some that have been here before on championship teams and others that are pretty new to the league, you know, figuring it out and putting it all together usually takes time. It usually takes more than a month and a half. And I think John figured it out in about 2 weeks. And kudos to him and them. They're very good, very well coached, and it's going to be a tough one tonight.
In all three of these games, media beforehand assembled has asked you about your conversations with John, who's one of the coaches, whatever. And what no one's asked you, what I'm about to ask you, is at any point in any of these conversations, did you tell him, don't do it?
I told him the pros and cons, Sean.
Don't do it.
I know any of those conversations that I have with coaches, especially college coaches that are considering making the move, and they know that we have to be confidential because if that got out, they would be in, you know, they would be skewered in the recruiting stuff. But ultimately, I tell them the pros and cons and go from there. It's not all roses. I know that. And, you know, especially when you're in the middle of all this, he'll probably, when we see each other in March, when I come back here in March, it'll probably be like one of those, oh my gosh, it's, you know, we're still going. Like, it just never ends, especially with the 82 games. That really hits you like a ton of bricks.
Did you flash back in any of these conversations you've had with John or everybody, anybody else you may have had them with, do you flash back at all to the conversations you had with the Steve Kerrs and the guys that you talked to back then?
You know, my conversations were interesting because I really didn't have somebody that had just made the transition from college to the pros that I talked to. And I didn't talk to very many people because I was really conscious of it not getting out, not becoming a story. I thought it would be bad for Butler if that did. And so we made sure I was very confidential. It's one of the things that I appreciated most when I made the decision to join the Celtics was I had been talking to Danny for 9 days and there wasn't a peep about it. I think that's pretty unusual in this day and age.
That'll be the last story ever broken by press release. I can assure you. I can assure you it'll be the last one. As the head coach, we'll find out how careful Max is about what he puts in his body. Next, that'll be our topic as we move along tonight. Celtics and Cavs on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.